about the offbeat style.
Well, that's offbeat. Uh-huh. Charleston is offbeat.
Ah.
What does he mean, like? That's offbeat.
Mm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. Mm-hmm. It's on the end. That's offbeat.
Mm-hmm.
It's offbeat, yeah. Now sometimes you can sometimes you cut the beats, you cut the rhythm pattern short, sometimes you'll mm-hmm. sustain, you know? Thing is you play 2, 3, and 4 note chords, small chords, not big chords, not mm-hmm. Big you know. And I think learning to comp, you have to do a lot of it, you do a lot of it, and you get used to getting the feeling of feel, and a very good way to play, I don't know how to say this, but when you're playing in a rhythm section, if the bass player plays in 2 once in a while, mm-hmm. instead of just like, not like, that becomes very stiff. So maybe he plays, where's the bass player? play a little 2, play a little 4, blues and C. Show them what 2 feeling is like, mm-hmm. because that's a good way to get the time settled. And I'll comp you 1, 2, 3 C blues 1, 2, 3, 4. But that's the, when a bass player goes into 2, you know, that helps get everything settled down again, you know. Mm-hmm. And so it's the same thing with comping. Sometimes you don't want to comp too much. You don't want to play too many chords. Once in a while. Sometimes maybe just comp like this. Play 1, 2, 3.